Welcome to Carolina Business on Fire. This is your host, Terry O'Connor. Show sponsored by O'Connor Insurance Associates. O'Connor Insurance is an independent insurance agency specializing in relationships and providing customized solutions to meet your business, personal, and life insurance needs. For more information, you can check out our website at oianc.com. Carolina Business on Fire was created by business owners for business owners, exposing business success in the Carolinas. One small business at a time is what we're all about. Carolina Business on Fire shares the amazing success stories of businesses in our community with business owners you wish you had met 5 years ago. Guests on our show share those strategies to inspire you to take your business to the level where it is on fire. Today, we are talking with Jack Burke, CEO of Burke Communications, Inc., located right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Jack is a videographer and marketing entrepreneur specializing in interactive sales, 3D, 2D animation, and branding, and his business is on fire. So let's find out why. Jack, welcome to our show.
Good. How you doing, Tara?
I'm doing real good. So, Jack, we've got you on the air today and talking about your business and that you're on fire here in the Charlotte area. So wanted to get right into it with you today. How did you get into the business of doing what you're doing?
I actually studied graphic design and visual communication at UNC Charlotte, here in Charlotte, and actually worked for a creative ad agency called Imagic, and they were out of Atlanta. And unfortunately, they were a smaller company, and I was only there for about 6 months, and then worked into another ad agency here in Charlotte. And we had about 100 people. We were the third largest agency in Charlotte. Worked for them about 7-8 months, and end up closing the door. So I actually got pushed into the market, you know, kind of green and only with about a year and a half experience. So
wow.
The president, yeah, it was kind of unique.
Yeah.
And this was in 1991. So the president actually at the other agency said, you know, you should try to look at doing your own business. I always knew I wanted to have my own company and, you know, had an entrepreneurial spirit from my dad. Was a furniture designer out in High Point. So I just knew I was going to maybe do it in 5 or 10 years, but not in a year and a half.
So very good. Very cool.
Did a business plan, and then I was kind of started that way. So
very good. So when you got into that, or you got the decision that you wanted to go in your own, what do you think was the driving factor behind it all, besides your dad and, you know, him being an entrepreneur and working in the furniture business around here too? What drove you inside to do it on your own?
Just the whole excitement about, you know, having your own business and, you know, being maybe a little more control of your own, you know, destiny. And usually you can't blame anyone else except yourself of, you know, how much money you're going to make and how much time you want to work versus working for someone else. So I think that was kind of exciting. And, you know, when you're younger, I was 23, you know, you've got those images of being a little more freedom, kind of, you know, make your own decisions, be your own boss, you know, things like that. And you didn't have a family, and I didn't have a lot of responsibility. So I thought the timing was right. And I had a lot of good mentors, and I had a lot of good business owners that I talked to that really encouraged me to kind of go out and do it. So having that extra encouragement and, you know, pushing me out there probably helped also.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because I think that's a key point, is the mentors that you've had in your life. So were these people that owned their own businesses that were in your industry, or were they other people that you just came in contact with that gave you that help?
There were both, actually. You know, Steve LuGuire had LuGuire George Andrews here in town, and he was hugely supportive, and he had one of the bigger, he's got the second largest ad agency here in Charlotte. So it was competitors, and it was people outside of the industry, just successful business owners and CEOs. And I talked to people that own their business for 15, 20, 30 years, and you kind of pick their brain, and, you know, there's usually a couple things you admire about them, and hopefully you can take some of their lessons they learned to become successful, and hopefully you won't make the same mistakes they made.
Absolutely. So, you know, when you got started, obviously you went to UNCC here in Charlotte, and like you said, you were 23 when you got started, and was it 92, I think you said there? I think the internet and stuff was just kind of coming into fruition and online, and Why just stay in Charlotte at that point? Because I don't think it was really to the point where it was exploding yet. What made you stay in Charlotte and focus on the Charlotte area? Just because you were here, or did you see the explosion ahead of you?
Yeah, I was originally from Boston, and you know, we kind of had a quasi-recession in the, you know, starting about 90, 91 anyways around the country. Charlotte has always been kind of in a bubble, and, you know, things were growing and expanding, and Charlotte was still rated as one of the top growing cities. You know, it was a newer city. It was clean. You just had a lot, you know, the Hornets had just become, you know, the first, you know, basketball team that was here, and I think it was 87. So a lot of things were happening. The city was growing. They were building a couple high rises. And I think it was just, you know, for being a young professional and single, and Charlotte was just getting a lot. It was a lot of buzz. So.
Very cool. Yeah, I mean, I didn't get here myself till 97, so I saw it kind of at the end of its getting started. So, well, all right, so when you got started and, you know, I guess you rolled solo for a while, I'm sure, with your business. When did you start first hiring employees and building your staff there at Burke Communications?
Yeah, actually, because I was doing all the design myself at night and doing all the selling during the day, being a one-man shop was, you know, challenging. You're working 100-plus hours a week. Actually, within the first 8 months, I hired two designers, and they were actually fellow UNC Charlotte alumni, this guy Bob and Natalie. And they were a couple years younger than me. I was already out of school at that point, about 3 years. They just graduated. And I knew on the creative side I needed help to actually do the work. So the first two people I hired were actually designers.
Interesting.
And fairly
quickly, alumni.
Yeah,
obviously.
We had enough work.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, which is nice, yeah. And they were both
for
5 or 6 years. But
wow, that's really interesting. So when you were looking at these people, not only were they alumni and you probably knew them maybe, but what was the kind of the culture or the attributes that you were looking, not only in being designers, I guess, because that's what you needed at the time, but were there certain things that you were looking in them to be part of your organization to start creating that culture that you wanted to create?
Yeah, my main philosophy is to create with passion. So, of course, the people we're looking for, we want to make sure that they were very passionate about what they did. Not only did they have talent, but they had the motion and the drive and the excitement of doing great work. So that was kind of my main foundation early on, which then drived into actually we've got now is called the Burke Way, which we just released about 2 years ago in our – it has your purpose, mission, vision, and core values. That's kind of neat.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. So what is the purpose of Burke Communications right now?
Our purpose right now is to discover significance.
Okay.
So that has been a main philosophy. So discovering significance and generally means not only are we finding the significance of, you know, your purpose of what you want to do, personally, spiritually, you know, professionally, we do it everywhere, not only in our customers, but my employees and my family and friends. And it's kind of been the Burke Way. And it's been pretty inspiring. So we were actually just launched that 2 years ago. So.
How do you get your employees to buy into that? You know, a lot of times I know it's hard to get employees to, you know, treat the business like maybe it was their own and they're just, you know, maybe 9-to-5 type people. How do you get them to buy into that type of a culture?
Well, we actually introduce it when we do the interviews. We actually tell them our Burke Way and our purpose. Our vision is inspired imagination. Our mission is create with passion. And our the core values we bring up right up at the beginning. And it's GENIUS is the acronym. And G means giving back, E is expertise, N stands for now, I is for integrity, U for uniqueness, and S for simplify. So just one word, you know, they're kind of general, but then they have a whole core meeting of going down. But the main thing is, too, is giving back. We're big on generosity and giving back to the community for a lot of nonprofits.
Very nice. Yes, I understand that, you know, you have the Big Heart Foundation, which you're also the founder and president of, and which is a big nonprofit for Toys for Tots and the golf tournament that you hold every year. Let's talk about that a little bit. How did you get that started, along with, you know, not only running your business, but putting time and energy into something that's been so special to your heart?
Well, we do a lot of events for a lot of our clients, and we were actually hired to do a new golf tournament here in the Charlotte area, and it was in the started about 98 and 97, and we actually had a home builder at that time that was interested in us trying to have them be the title sponsor. So we spent literally about a year putting this whole event together and had a title sponsor and everything else. And then it was put on hold. And then it was like 5 or 6 years later, it came up again to kind of maybe rejuvenate this new big golf tournament. There's so many around here in Charlotte. But we said, okay, we think we have an opportunity. The Toys for Tots was an organization here that really didn't have a full-time per se sponsor versus what they do with the boxes with all the corporations. They didn't have a year-round event also that would generally go on an annual time. So we were doing all that, but then the economic downturn hit, and the home builder actually, you know, closed up. They were out in New York. We spent all this time on it. So we were literally kind of stuck. At this time, it was 2007, and we spent all this time, so we decided that we would step up to the plate and be the title sponsor, and that's kind of how it went into motion. So,
great. So it's been 7 years,
that,
I guess, right?
You know.
Yes, about 7 years
actually,
or so, I
well,
think, David.
We have our 8th one this past September. We have our 9th one next year. And we put it on hold that year in 2007. So it was 2006. And it took about another year to make sure we had enough sponsors and we could capacitate it. And we, you know, reached out, of course, to our clients, our friends, our vendors. And we had a fairly successful first year. So and we kept it on every year after that. So
how much do you think after doing the event every year, how much have you guys raised for Toys for Tots?
We're up to almost $200,000 up to this point. So each year it
wow.
gets to be a little bit more. Yeah, and then not including the thousands of toys, but we would actually get the cash amount and we would actually take the whole office and actually shop for toys because they only can take new toys that are unwrapped, that are not used. So we go on a big shopping spree. And now we've spread
that
it out to helping like Hope Haven and Servants with a Heart. We've kind of spread out our give to, majority goes to Toys for Tots, but now we're helping other organizations. Like Classroom Central is another one we're supporting. Last year we sponsored one of their events.
Very good. How important do you think it is, Jack, for organizations to support their communities and get involved?
I think it's very important. I mean, for the size we are with 16 people, literally we were doing the math, 15% of our give back in annual revenue per year goes back to the community with nonprofits. And we've done that consistently for the last 15 years. And it's a big deal, but for our size, we feel like if we've got the ability and the capability and the time that we always like to keep busy here. And if I find out we have an hour here or 2 hours here, or 4 hours here that we can help, you know, do something better for the good of the community, we'll actually do that. And it's been something that's just been kind of organically, it's kept going and going and going. And we've actually had to kind of put the brakes on a little bit because we had so much we were doing. It was actually 2 years ago, we had up to 30% of our work was for nonprofits. That was kind of a give back, so...
Wow, that's just amazing, and kudos to you guys. That is really good. Tell me about what do you think one of the biggest lessons? And you've been in business a long time. You've been out in the community doing things in the Charlotte community. What do you think one of the biggest lessons that you've learned from, you know, not only being a business owner but be working out in the community as much as you are? What is one of the biggest things that you've learned from all that?
We've just learned that there's so many companies, whether they're profit or nonprofit, that you know just need some good direction. They need good marketing help. They need good advice. So it's very rewarding. And you know, the lesson is that you know what we've learned today, you know, will be a little different next week or next month or next year, and that we can always evolve. And you know, today's world is so fast paced, and you've got the internet, like you mentioned, that, you know, really didn't kick in until 1995 or the mid 90s. And it just, you know, the lesson is that, you know, we learn something new every day, and it constantly changes, but that keeps us kind of excited and passionate for what we're doing. So it's, you know, I wake up every morning excited to go to work, and every day is different. And
I would think
making
that would
that
be
we,
very important.
You know, yeah, I mean, I think it's very important. We just, you know, a new campaign we're doing, shirts and everything else is, you know, make sure you do what you love to do. So
wow.
That's kind of what we try to support.
So it sounds like you're really focused in on the Charlotte community and understanding the needs that are out there. What would you tell our audience would be your ideal client?
Well, our ideal client is usually definitely a company that understands that they need marketing. That's kind of key at the beginning, because we're a service-oriented company. When you're doing something creatively like design or coming up with a new name, you've got to do your research and your backgrounds, and they want to look at your competitors. But a lot of what we do is intangible, so it's very hard to explain how much time it takes to, you know, come up with a new name and do the creative on a new logo and a new look and do the messaging and a tagline and actually help them with their vision, mission, and purpose and values. We actually help develop that. As long as the company is in tune and is aware that they need that help, then they're usually a perfect fit, whether they're a startup or a company that's been around for 60 years. You know, we've got a company that's 70 years. We're doing an anniversary for next year for Anthony and Sylvan Pools versus we're doing a food startup. And as long as they're aligned with knowing that they need the help and they need our support, usually it's a great fit.
Okay, very good. What do you, when people come to you and they say, why Burt Communications? You know, like you said, there's other people out there, other businesses that do what you do. What do you think separates you, or what do you tell them? What's the deciding thing of why they should do business with Burt Communications?
Well, we've had some longevity. I mean, we had 24 years. We actually have our 25th anniversary next year. We've always over-delivered on, you know, our product and our end projects, and you know, we try to be you know, deliver everything on time. We've been very trusting and honest, and we're transparent, which I think is a huge value in any kind of business. You know, that's how we, you know, we believe what we do, and we're very passionate about it, and we more come to be a teammate and a partner with our businesses versus, you know, treating them as a client that you're just literally doing a project to get paid for. I think that's important. You know, we want to actually do great work, and we want to market their product or their company or their services so they're successful. So when they're successful, of course, we're successful. So I think that mindset has been very healthy.
Is there anything specifically you guys have been doing to attract the type of clients that you want to do business with, different marketing strategies or things that you've been utilizing that have really said, hey, this is really working, and we need to really focus our energies in on this type of marketing activity?
We don't put all our eggs in one basket, so it's before most of our new leads and new business comes in from referrals, which, of course, is, you know, the best way to get new business and grow your business with any kind of company. You know, a referral from a customer that's very happy with what you've done and refers you is probably the highest compliment you can have. We do a lot of stuff online. We've done a lot of partnerships, you know, even a lot of the give back we've done towards the community and a lot of the nonprofits, usually in, you know, a couple of years, some of that kind of comes back to us with someone that maybe been on the board that remembered what we did. So it's a combination of all these little things, and we just try to continually do the best we can on a project and for a fair price, and continue to just keep doing better work all the time. And, you know, eventually it'll catch up to you that you've had a good reputation and you're a reputable company, and, you know, you have to be patient. So,
right.
You know, it's like any business. As long as you're not expecting to be in it all for the money and expect to make a gazillion dollars tomorrow, the money and the success usually follows if you really love what you're doing. So
Interesting. Yeah, I was going to ask you that next. Is okay, it sounds to me like you've been very successful, but how would you define being successful?
Well, I would define successful as just being happy of what you're doing, love what you're doing, and I think that's the most important. So, I mean, our whole philosophy now is because our purpose is discovering significance is myself being 47, I'm kind of gone through a half time as like, what do you do now from the second half of my life is going from success to significance. What is your purpose and what is your why are you here and what are you supposed to do? So I think that's been our next goal with our clients and our friends and my employees is finding out what do you want to do with your life to make it significant.
Interesting. What's been the most satisfying moment in your business?
Well, my most satisfying moment is going to be next year when we actually have our 25th anniversary.
Wow, very interesting. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's
Very cool.
exciting. With all the different with the economy and the recession and everything else, we were very fortunate and blessed to be able to get through that and our business philosophy is held strong, so I think that had a lot to do with it. So.
Do you have any books that have inspired you lately, Jack, that you have read and has really hit home?
Yeah, the main one that I just finished it actually was an uncorrected proof, but it just actually got released this month was The Heart-Led Leader by Tommy
Okay.
Spaulding. And that really spoke true to exactly my personal way of thinking and just finished that book. And it was a
Very
great
good.
foundation for what we're doing. So hopefully other people out there can be able to get that book and be inspired.
Great. Well, thanks so much today. I've got one last question for you for the interview today. And if you would like, I'd just like you to finish this sentence for the audience would be, my business is on fire because.
People like Terry O'Connor have interviewed me for this radio conversation.
Well, thanks again, Jack. I appreciate your time today. I'm sure the listeners are all going to appreciate hearing your insight, and hopefully things keep going great for you, and good luck on the 25th year coming up, and we will catch you later.
Great. Good luck with this radio also.
Thank you. Thank you, Jack, for being on our show today, and thanks to our audience for listening. I hope this has sparked something in you to make your business on fire. You can listen to more episodes of Carolina Business on Fire at blogtalkradio.com/Carolina Business on Fire. And thanks again to our sponsor, O'Connor Insurance Associates. O'Connor Insurance, ensuring your peace of mind for life. Check them out at oianc.com.